Everybody, I hope everybody is doing well, staying healthy, or as well and as healthy as you can during these crazy times. For the next 90 minutes or so, this doctor is in. There's not much he can do, but maybe bring back some memories, bring a smile to your face, and I'm going to play a song right now that will probably do both.
Pressure. The city ain't just me, making a stand against the odds. You can feel the heat. It's making or breaking. Try to survive. Don't ever say never. Keep your dream alive. Around the clock, we're gonna rock the rhythm of the street. And down the block, around the clock, we're gonna rock the dreams you give, the streets to talk. Wanna be somebody, be a contender, gotta reach for the sky. If you want it, fight for it, or kiss it goodbye. It's making or breaking. Try to survive. Don't ever say never. Keep your dream alive. Around the clock, we're gonna rock to the rhythm of the speed. Up and down the block. Around the clock, yeah, we're gonna rock the dreams you give. The streets could talk. Don't ever say never. Keep your dream alive. Round the clock, we're gonna rock to the rhythm of the street, up and down the block. Around the clock, yeah, we're gonna rock the dreams you hear with the streets to talk. Around the clock, yeah, we're gonna rock to the rhythm of the street, up and down the block. Around the clock, yeah, we're gonna rock. Around the clock, yeah, we're gonna rock to the rhythm of the street, up and down the block.
Okay, that was Pebro Bryson. Pebro Bryson. I can't say that fast. Who doesn't remember Pebro Bryson? He had the main title tune from DC Cab. Who doesn't remember Pebro Bryson and DC Cab? Before that, we had James Brown from the soundtrack of Dr. Detroit. And let me just say, that soundtrack LP for Dr. Detroit, classic. Great songs on there. And that's what we're doing this week. We are doing soundtrack songs from the 1980s. So here's the rules. It had to have been in the movie and or on the soundtrack LP. Now, sometimes some soundtrack LP songs aren't actually in the movie. But if it still counts for this episode. I did not use the obvious ones. I didn't do Beverly Hills Cop, I didn't do Flashdance, I didn't do any of these like obvious soundtracks. I wanted to go deep, deep, deep in terms of the choices of movies as well as the choice of songs. I'm just trying to surprise you. Again, if you weren't from the 80s, you're going to love this. And if you are from the 80s, this is going to bring back a lot of memories, I hope. So here is a song by Mighty Joe Young that I could never find out, you know, what the name of the song was until recently. I'm glad I found it, and I want to play it for you. It's from the movie Thief. It's not on the soundtrack LP, but it is played prominently during a scene during the movie Thief by Michael Mann. So here is Mighty Joe Young with Turning Point.
A turning point in my life. I reached a turning point, Lord, 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 in my life. I used to stay out all night long. Yes, I do. Thank you.
Skid Row.
Okay, admit it. You were dancing just now. You were listening to that, you were dancing. At the very least, you were like nodding your head in time with the music. I just love that song. Anyway, here is a song that is so cool, it gets its own introduction.
Despite official denials by leaders of the free world, sources now confirm the existence of Megaforce, a phantom army of super elite fighting men whose weapons are the most powerful science can devise. Their mission, to preserve freedom and justice, battling the forces of tyranny and evil in every corner of the globe.
Thank you.
okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I don't think that song is about an elite squad of spandex-wearing, motorcycle-riding mercenaries. I think that song is the singer singing about the power of his penis. That's just my interpretation. All right, you cannot have an episode devoted to 1980s soundtrack songs without Frank Stallone. Now, the Frank Stallone 1980s catalog is huge. I mean, it was so tough to choose a song because they're all great. But I chose this one. It is from the soundtrack of Over the Top. And apparently, Frank just had about four lines of lyrics and made a song into it. So here is Bad Night from Over the Top.
Cause what I want, I can't find, but I've been waiting for so long, yeah. What I fear is coming, it's a bad night. To be in love, it's a fine line. Walking on, I gotta give it up. Someone else, it's a bad night. To be in love, alright. And shovel, I speak up, I've had enough. I see the clock, a ticking timer. What I want, I can't find. I've been waiting for so long.
Coming now, right? There's no way. There is no way I am going to overlook Rhinestone, where Sylvester Stallone, Frank's bro, does many songs in this movie. And here is the one that I think is the most successful. I mean, I think it's finger tapping. There's just a bridge in the middle that I don't think he successfully maneuvers. And there is, towards the end of the song, I guess Sylvester is just feeling that musical groove, and he gives out this truly blood-curdling scream. But except for those 2 points, I think this is a very successful song. It will be an earworm for the next week for you, and it's got Dolly Parton in it, who can make anything good. So here is Stay Out of My Bedroom from Rhinestone.
Messing up my pillows and sheets. Wake your powder and curtain. If you don't have some understanding of me, don't be knocking on my door. If you don't want to play with my fantasies, stay out of my head. Baby, you can't take the heat. If you want it, come again, baby. Satisfaction guaranteed. I'm a pleaser, free and eager. I ain't never had as much as I need. Easy loving, that's not my highlight. I may be easy, but at least I ain't cheap. Stay out of my bedroom, baby, baby. You can't take the heat. Stay out of. Stay out of. You're dealing with some hot stuff. Baby, can you deal with the heat? We might burn up forever. We might burn out tonight. Where there's smoke, there is fire from the flames like me. The heat is intense when desire is in high.
Flames will draw the red out of his eyes.
In the tongue of it, through the heart of the heat. I will pleasure your body in the sheriff's suit. I will touch you in place no one else ever reached.
Do you want to remember anybody but me?
If you want it, come and get it.
Yeah,
because you can come right to me.
Don't come back here,
oh my God.
Baby, if you can't take the heat,
don't be
peeping through my window. If you don't appreciate what you see, stay out of my bedroom. Baby, if you can't take the heat, stay out of. Stay out of.
You're dealing with some hot stuff.
Baby, can't you deal with the heat?
Stay out of.
That wasn't bad, was it? Staying on the country theme, you know, Sly wasn't the only action star to pick up a microphone. Clint Eastwood made Honky Tonk Man. It's about a country singer in the 1930s, I think. And he warbles a couple of tunes. And here is No Sweeter Cheater Than You from Honky Tonk Man.
Your lips drip with lies, and they're slipping around in your eyes. And your smile charms me right out of my shoes. There's no sweeter cheater than you. You know your smile melts my mind, and your touch burns me blind. Your body turns me into a fool. There's no sweeter cheater than you. There's no sweeter cheater than you. I have to be crazy to keep coming back and sharing you with somebody new. You're the only one that can make me feel good by feeling blue. There's no sweeter cheater than you. There's no sweeter cheater than you. I have to be crazy to keep coming back and sharing you with somebody new. You're the only one who can make me feel good about feeling blue. There's no sweeter cheater than you. There's no sweeter cheater than you.
Everybody knows that Clint has, a penchant for jazz, but he has a couple of soundtrack LPs from Clint movies feature country music. You know, there's Every Which Way But Loose, Any Which Way You Can. Bronco Billy, I think, has a country-based soundtrack. And Firefox. Let's not forget Firefox. I'm just kidding. All right, what are we going to do next? Here's a controversial song, and I'm going to tell you why. Pia Zadora, along with Frank Stallone, they could be mascots for this episode. She too, believe it or not, has a large catalog from the 80s of songs. This next song was on the soundtrack LP for The Lonely Lady, but I think it also and may have first appeared on a studio LP that Pia did. But in any event, it is on the soundtrack LP from The Lonely Lady. Here is Pia Zadora with the clapping song.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go on another limb here. I think she acquitted herself very well on that song. Now, with that being said, we are going to get to Voyage of the Rock Aliens, the musical she starred in. But, you know, that's a future episode. But, you know, for now, she acquitted herself rather well. Speaking of acquitting yourself rather well, you know who else made a kind of a quasi-musical? It was about a rock band. None other than Michael J. Fox, who starred in Light of Day with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. And I chose this song, which features Michael alone on an acoustic guitar, sounding all soulful. And I actually kind of like this song, too. I think he acquits himself rather well. Here is You Got No Place to Go from Light of Day by Michael J. Fox.
You got no place to go, ain't that a shame? You say you've been kicked around, well I feel just the same. You got no place to go, you got no place to go, you got no place to go. So why don't you stay with me? Why don't you stay with me? If you had something to say, who would you tell? If you think I ain't been listening, you don't know me so well. You got no place to go, you got no place to go, you got no place to go. So why don't you stay with me? Why don't you stay with me? Hey, how do you want me to look at you? Hey, now that they're throwing a book at you. Hey, look at you. You got no one to love, that's what you say. But I got a drawer full of photographs of friends you threw away. You got no place to go, you got no place to go, you got no place to go. So why don't you stay with me? Oh, why don't you stay with me? You got no place to go, you got no place to go. So why don't you stay with me? Why don't you stay with me? You got no place to go, you got no place to go. so why don't you stay with me? Oh, why don't you stay with me?
Michael J. Fox wasn't the only star of Family Ties to get a motion picture deal. Justine Bateman starred in her own movie, also about a rock band. And she sang lots of songs in there. And here is the cover tune for Satisfaction. I know what you're saying right now. You're saying, Chris, please, please, play somebody who can actually sing, even if it's a bad song. Okay, here is Roger Daltrey with Quicksilver. We'll be right back. Roger Daltrey can certainly sing, and he sings the hell out of that song. It's, oof, those lyrics. Ouch. All right, here is somebody else who can also sing with an actual good song. This is Life Through the Looking Glass by Tony Bennett from the movie That's Life.
If you look at your life in a looking glass, you may see some things you don't want to see. You may see the day your youth slipped away, and you'll say, hey, that just can't be me. You can learn about life in a looking glass. Maybe learn some things you never dreamed you'd know. Leave me though, in time fate will show that the looking glass is true. And in your heart you'll agree, that's life that you see. And you'll know who you are and be glad you're you. If you look at your life in a looking glass, you may see some things you don't want to see. You may see the day your youth slipped away, and you'll say, hey, that just can't be me. You can learn about life in a looking glass. Maybe learn some things you never dreamed you'd know. Believe me though, in time fate will show that the looking glass is true. And in your heart you'll agree, that's life that you see. And you'll know who you are and be glad you're you. Glad you're you.
Love that song. I just love it. And I love Tony's vocal pyrotechnics there at the end of that. Amazing. Just elegant, beautiful. Speaking of vocal pyrotechnics, here are some. We're going down into the gutter now. We're going B-movie level. Here is Wings Hauser with his own vocal pyrotechnics on Neon Slime from Vice Squad.
Fade into black.
Okay, we're going to stay in the gutter for a little bit more sleaze. Anybody remember the movie Angel? High school student by day, hooker at night. Here is what I think. I think it's the title tune from Angel. I guess those lyrics are apt. I mean, I guess a high school prostitute would have something nice, something sweet. Oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry. All right, here is our next tune. Here is Mick Jagger with Ruthless People.
They've had their fill of success.
As you can tell, that was done during Mick's solo period when he was on hiatus from the Rolling Stones. And, oof. You know what form of music was popular in the 80s? Rap music. Do you know what franchise, what was the biggest franchise in the 80s? Whether you wanted it or not? Police Academy. You put Police Academy together with rap music and you get this tune.
Citizens on patrol! Citizens on patrol! Have you heard the word out on the street? There's a new kind of heat that's walking the beat. Citizens on patrol, 'cause the neighborhood folks won't take no more.
They got bars on the windows, locks on the doors.
Cleaning the streets is what they'll do.
They're gonna get rid of all the punks like you.
They're citizens on patrol. Citizens on patrol. Even head bashers, punks,
drunks,
all kinds of fun.
There's a mugger in an alley and a junkie named Sally.
So you better go home.
Leave you alone.
We're citizens on patrol. So you call the cops, they won't do no good, 'cause they won't even come through this neighborhood.
Before we get this crime to stop, we got to grab the cops from the donut shops.
Citizens on patrol. Citizens on patrol.
Just go on.
Yeah, who's gonna tell me?
Bubba.
Yeah, who's he?
Hey, baby, move it.
You got it.
Thanks, Bubba.
All right, baby. Yeah, I'm on jam.
Go ahead, Bubba.
I'm on jam.
Mo.
Music with Police Academy was a bad idea. What do you think happens when you pair rap music with Bobcat Goldthwait?
Tear my heart out with a spoon. they fire Martha Quinn? Why did they fire Martha Quinn?
She was my favorite VJ. I'm sorry, I gotta go. The Cosby Show's on.
That was Bobcat Goldthwait with the end title theme from Burglar, which is my favorite Whoopi Goldberg movie. I don't know about you. Out of Jumpin' Jack Flash, Burglar, and Fatal Beauty, I'll take Burglar any day. All right, let's go from rap to how about some blues. Here is B.B. King with the titular song for Into the Night.
Thank you.
For me, there's one song that brings me back to the 80s like that. It is the title song that's played over the opening credits of Mannequin. It's In My Wildest Dreams by Belinda Carlisle. I remember when I saw this movie, it was in the theater. I was on a date with this really attractive girl that I had wanted to go out with. And, you know, I had a good time at the movies. I remember it fondly because I had a good time after the movie. Anyway, here is Belinda Carlisle, In My Wildest Dreams.
Sleep.
If there's one song that really kickstarted this episode, that really made me want to put this together, it is our next song. It is just so awful terrible that it's hilarious. It's from one of the greatest movies of the 80s, Author with Al Pacino and a bunch of kids. And in its own weird way, it really sums up how I feel about doing this podcast. And just thinking that there's someone out there who's listening to this string of songs that I put together. So here is Milk and Cookies from the movie Author.
Wherever I'd be, you'd be the first to come looking for me. If I were afraid, you'd know what to say, and the feeling would go away. You forgive and forget my making mistakes, pick up the pieces if something breaks. I can get along when life isn't fair, knowing at the end of the day on my mind needs listening to. If it matters to me, it matters to you. Making me believe that I can succeed, giving me the love I need. No holding it in, no turning away. Say what we mean and mean what we say. Knowing you'll be there to kiss me goodnight tells me that tomorrow
Okay, I'm looking at the shadow on the ground, and I think it's telling me that it's time to wrap the show up. I want to thank you for getting this far and listening this much. I hope you've had a couple of smiles, a couple of memories come back. I'm going to end this with as inspirational and upbeat a tune as I can think of in these crazy times. I will be back. We'll have more music shows as well as other podcasts with me and Mark. So here is the end titles for the Cannonball Run. Stay healthy, everybody.
Keep on keeping on till